Mishnah says in Daf Peitas, "Manaf the kolam mekudesh mechaveroi kodem eschaveroi." Any carbon which is more mekudesh and a different carbon has kedim over that carbon. So the Mishnah goes on to say that a chatas is kedem es asham, and nisha dama nita and dal kranis vali yisaid. Chatas is kedem to an asham because the dam goes on the four kranis and on the yisaid. There's also a din of shvichas shiraim on the yisaid. Now this lechar is a pella because just like chatas has din of shvichas shiraim on the aside, Asham also has din of Shvichas Yiraim. So what does it mean that Chatas is Kaidi? Because it has a din of Shvichas Yiraim aside, if that din is true by Asham as well. And Rashi seems to be providing this. Rashi says in Dibur Maskam Ala Yisayd, he says, Shvichas Yiraim of Asham lematzinu shenemar by Yisayd. So Rashi seems to be saying that we don't find that the Yisayd was mentioned beferish by the Asham. So what does that mean? So the Shita is Maz, but the Shita says over here, this is how he seems to be understanding Rashi, that he asks this kasha as well, the Lachar, you do have Shvichas Yiraim by Yisayd, and he says that Rashi seems to be saying that even though there is a din Yisayd by Asham also, but we don't find it Lahedya, it's not written Beferish by Asham that it needs Yisayd. That's learned out from Midrash, Meshenken by Chatas, it says Beferish in the Psukim that there's a din of Yisayd, a din of Shvichas Yiraim. So in other words, about both of them have a din of Shvichas Yiraim, but by Chatas it's written Beferish, it's number by Yisayd, Meshenken by Asham, it's not written Beferish, it has a din of Shvichas Yiraim. That's what Rashi seems to be bavarding to doing Mazib Shah in the Mishnah. But the Shita asks on this Pshat that the Lachar doesn't make sense because who cares if it's written Beferish or not Beferish? At the end of the day, when the Mishnah is trying to say that if one is Mekudesh Mechaver, it has a din Kedima. Mekudesh means it has more dinim. Over here, Mitzad the dinim, they're equal. Both of them have a din of Shvichas Yiraim. So Mali, the one of them, it's written Beferish, one of them is Midrasha. Either way, the din is the same by both of them. So Lachar, the Chatas is not more Mekudesh than Asham. So in what sense is that going to cause it to be more Mekudesh because the Din Yisayd is written Beferish? That's the Kasha, the Shita, and Rashi. And there's a very beautiful Mahalach over here from the Minchas Avram, based on Rabbi Malan, a Yisayd from Rabbi we mentioned earlier, that he wants to say like this, the Ikar Din Shvichas Yiraim by Kabbanis, we mentioned a Chakira earlier, that there's a Chakira in Archeinim, how to understand the Din Shvichas Yiraim. Is it a Din Mitzah Dinei HaKarbon, that just like there's a Din Zrika to do the regular Matanis, wherever you do it, there's really another Nachat Din Zrika, another Din Zrika that the Karbon has, to put the dam on the Yisayd, and that Din Shvichas Yiraim is like another Zrika that the carbon has. It's not, might not be Ma'akab like the regular Din Zrika, but it's a Kiyam in the carbon. It's from the Avedis of carbon, they have to be Shevich, the dam on the Yisayd. Or do we say that no, it's not Din Zrika B'chlal, nothing to do with the Avedis of carbon, it's not a Din in the carbon, not a Kiyam in the carbon, it's just a Din that when you have dam and you need to dispose of it, so where do you put it? You put it on the Yisayd. But it's not a Kiyam of the Din of carbon, it's just a Din to put the leftover dam on the Yisayd. And the Rebbe learns that Chakir is really tali on whether depends on what the drasha is, the makar for the din of Shvichas Yiraim. If the din of Shvichas Yiraim is written beferish in that carbon in the Torah says beferish this carbon in Shvichas Yiraim, then that's going to be a kiyam in the carbon. That's like another zrika of the carbon. It's an avidus of carbon to put the dam on the aside. But if it's not written beferish by the carbon, it's just learnt out from the general din that all carbonists need Shvichas Yiraim, then that's just a klali stick of din that where do you put the dam? You put it in the aside, but it's not a kiyam in the carbon at all. That's what a blade wants to say. So Mela is Zakhtam and Chazavam. If you can be Miyashiv Shan Rashi over here, you can be Miyashiv Lishitas Kasha. That Rashi means to say that the Chatas is more Mekadosh from the Asham because the Din of Shvichas Yiraim is in Beferish. The Kasha was, who cares if it's Beferish? It's the same Din of Shvichas Yiraim. The Torah says no, that it's if whether it's in Beferish or not tells us that this is a whole different metzias of Shvichas Yiraim. It's a whole different din. If it's written beferish in the carbon, like bechatas, and that's a kiyam in the carbon, the chatas needs another zrika. Needs a zrika to the yisayd. Mashenka by Asham, where it's not written beferish, so it's din Shvichas Yiraim. It has nothing to do with the Shvichas Yiraim of chatas. It's not a kiyam in the carbon. It's just a din of how to dispose of the dam, and that about is a different din. So it is missing a certain din zrika that the chatas has, and therefore the chatas is more mekudesh than the Asham. So Rashi is really bringing out this point that because it's written beferish bechatas, it's more mekudesh, it has another din zrika to the aside, mashenken by Asham, where it's not beferish, it's just a din of how to get rid of the dam, and for that reason chatas is more mekudesh than Asham.